It's the pink. It's Neil Atkinson. I'm delighted to be doing the pink. I'm delighted because it's Newcastle United 0 Liverpool 2. I'm delighted because it's Dan Austin. It is Paul Johnson. It is Andy Bell. I'm delighted because we're in the red line. I'm delighted because McManaman's filming us. But I'm most of all just delighted because of the reality of this. Dan Austin, it's a really weird game of football, but let's be really crystal clear. Liverpool go 2-0 up. The goalkeeper does something mad for them. And at that point, Liverpool are so much the better side, it's hard to put into words. And these are meant to be the opposition. These are meant to be the competition. And for the first 30 minutes of the game, Liverpool get pretty much everything right, including, I hasten to add, Alisson Becker making a great save in that period. But it's a really, really good half an hour of football from Liverpool.
They've only lost twice all season, and both of them are to Liverpool.
That's mad, isn't it?
And given the 8 or 9 months that Liverpool have experienced, that's utterly bizarre, really.
The last two times they've lost on that ground, it's to Liverpool.
That's good. I was having a big think about nice times at Newcastle today. I should have been there if it were not for First Transpennine Express and the fact that they cancelled me train home last night. And then an hour later, just for good measure, cancel me train there as well.
Very thorough.
As if to go, you know the way you're trying to figure out a way home? Don't bother, lads. It's just
don't
a write-off.
Don't even bother.
It's just a write-off. Don't you worry about it. Just watch it in the pub and get drunk. So all my cans of assorted cocktails are both from the Aldi still in the fridge. That feels like a win as well. That could be just me in the house at home on Tuesday at like 2 p.m.
Having getting ready for an
Aperol Spritz. So it's a precursor to the Champions League round of 16 first leg. So it's all worked out really. It was really beneficial that Nick Pope decided to try and control a ball over the top with his jaw at one point. I'm trying to decide what body part he thought he was going for, and what I ultimately keep coming back to is jaw, because your neck isn't wide enough. There's a gap between your neck and your chin that the ball could theoretically not get caught under. So when he's gone in with his head, and he's clearly not going to head it, I think he's banked on his jawline. And it's worked to an extent. And then he's thought, well, what's me move now? Now that me jaw's controlled it, I've got to fucking catch it, haven't I? And he's on a hand to Nottingham from that point onwards. And he's ruined what may well have potentially been the high point of his footballing career next week. Which in one sense is really bleak. And in another, is extremely funny at the same time. And Liverpool scored 2 goals. And from there, I had no interest in any more goals under any circumstances for any football team.
Yep.
Liverpool seemed to have loads of interest in more goals either way. Liverpool got 2-0 up and were just like, loads of fun now. We're not seeing this out, just loads of fun, please. Which is the exact opposite of what I wanted. But despite the fact that they were designing chaos, it still ended 2-0 for reasons I'll never quite comprehend.